have a soul, but it takes someone to come around to show you.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watch you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait, wait, wait for truth may vary, this ship will carry our body safe to shore.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to BlizzQuake. I'm your host, Ben, and I am in the studio today. And we have our auxiliary host, who is now on the air. Say something. Say something to the people. Are you talking? Uh-oh, we can't hear her. Okay, give it a second. Hold on while we troubleshoot some things. Okay.
Can't hear me?
That's kind of sad.
Oh, now we can.
Oh, perfect. Well, like I said, it's Daniela from Studio Bromfield today. Feeling quite ill because of that second dose hitting you pretty hard.
But what about it? Would you get it again in either case?
If I had to, I would, obviously. But it's odd because I haven't felt sick and like this in over a year, which is wild. It's like I'm bad at it. Like, I don't know how to do it.
It's funny. It's just because you haven't been in a situation where you could even catch a germ.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, too, is, like, it's odd feeling sick, but you can breathe just fine. Like these are all like cold symptoms. Yeah, it's like my body, but, like, I can breathe. I have nothing. My throat isn't sore. It's like, I find it odd because it's like, I don't know if people believe me, but I feel really bad, but I sound fine.
Daniela is faking this illness. She just didn't want to actually have to talk to me on the show.
That's exactly true. And it's, I could take my temperature live on the air if you want.
Yeah, let's do it. Why don't we do that? Let's do that. This will be a fun game for the people.
We'll do it on our next thing when we talk, but I definitely have seen better days, but knowing that, like, I'm on the path to recovery eventually, maybe after I wake up.
You're
going to
be fine tomorrow. You're a baby.
No, I'm not a baby, okay?
A little.
What do you mean? Bruh, if you were feeling the way I felt, you would feel the same way.
I'm going to feel the way you're feeling in a week, and I'm going to be fine. Wait, hold on. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
And you're listening to Us Babylon. Anyways, we're gonna just let you do your thing.
Should we give them, I don't know, I can't see how many listeners we have, so for all two of them, do we think they want more music? Do we think they want more talking? What do we think? What's our vibe? You seem sick. Should we give them music?
Let's give them some music.
All right. This next song is a little ditty about how Danielle is feeling. So, I'm going to just talk while I transition back, and I think I figured out the issue that Danielle and I were having.
Yeah? Am I still on the air or no?
I mean, yeah, but like through my mic. Anyway, we're going to play some songs. Here we go. And away we Go. Thank you.
place. I'm so in a daze. Believe me, I said I'm a goner. All my life, no, I'm a goner. Believe me, I'm a goner. Come with me, I'm a goner. Believe me, I said I'm a goner. All my life, no, I'm a goner. Believe me, I'm a goner. Life's too short to wait any longer. I'm a goner, can't you see? Stardust, have a go.
There's a fire upon the mountain, but the smoke is all so silent. Is it making you afraid? Don't you? Thank you.
You are on the air.
Hello.
Okay, yeah, I think it's working. Okay, Daniela, can you talk too?
Yeah, I don't know. Can you hear me?
Wait, say
what?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Somehow this is working. So, unbelievable. It's really hard to get this to work, but I think we got it. So, we have our friend Claire, a longtime listener, first-time caller, I believe. And
yeah.
She wanted to tell us about either Danielle, can you give the prompt, please?
Yes, a ghost story or a ghosting story.
Okay.
Interesting.
We are ready.
Okay. my apartment is haunted, so that is my ghost story. We have ghosts in our apartments, and sometimes they're in our radiators, and sometimes they're in our walls. But sometimes you'll hear voices, or sometimes you'll hear clanging, and we call that the ghost of Jimothy.
Jimothy...
Jimothy is our landlord.
I feel like in some ways all landlords are kind of ghosts. I see mine walking around. Oh no, we have a second caller, Daniela. We've never prepared for this. I don't know what's about to happen. Okay, we're just gonna add this other caller. I don't know who it is.
Hello?
Hello? Who do we have here?
Bradley Brodsky.
No.
Why not?
I'll call you back in a little bit. All right. So that person's off the air, I think.
Who was that?
That's a high school friend. We're going to circle back to that later. Okay. We love your story, Claire.
Yeah. My Irish ghost.
Wait, is Claire still on the line?
Yeah. Wait, can you not hear her?
No, I can't. Hi. So I didn't hear her story, but I'm guessing it's landlord related.
It is landlord related. Okay, Claire, this was chaotic. Thank you so much for calling. And please, do you have a song request?
Can you play Olivia Rodrigo's newest song?
Yeah. Olivia Rodrigo.
Driver's License or the new song?
The new one.
Is that... Okay, wait. Is that Deja Vu?
Deja Vu.
Oh, the new song.
Okay, it is explicit. Can I play a different song?
No. There's a non-explicit version.
Oh, wait. I can look.
There probably is.
Okay, we're going to get on that for you, Claire, right away.
There is a non-explicit version.
Okay.
Ooh.
Like the trick I told you?
I don't remember it, though.
So click on the single, and on the bottom right-hand side of, like, the where it says the bar, where it has the bar where it says Deja Vu and, like, the time, you click one more release.
Oh, I totally see it. Okay, we're going to play it right now, Claire.
Yay! Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. This is up. Oh.
Hello. Okay. So we did get a second ghost story caller. So we are going to put him on. Bradley, can you introduce yourself?
I'm Bradley Brodsky. I'm a sophomore at Drake, and I ran cross country in high school with Ben.
All right. Yes, he did. Those are all true facts. And I hear that you have a ghost or ghosting story for us.
I do.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear the story.
All right. I went to overnight camp, and we went on a lot of canoe trips. And one year, I was in either going into sixth or seventh grade. We went on a trip, and we were in Canada. And at our campsite, we were making s'mores the whole nine yards, and our counselors kept trying to tell us this scary ghost story about a camper who died at this site because they weren't paying attention and they drowned. But I'm like, I'm too old for this nonsense, and I'm not one to believe in ghosts or fortune tellers or any of that nonsense. And so I'm like, oh, like, you guys are just trying to get me. Like, I'm too good for this. And then we're sleeping, and then at like the middle of the night, we wake up and we see this huge flash of light through our tent walls. And we look, and we go outside, and there's a fire, like a raging fire in one of the fire pits. And like our counselors are getting out of their tent at the same time we are. And so we're like, how did, like, wait, what? Because like we saw them come out of their tent, so it couldn't have been them. And so we go over to their tent, we're talking, and they were like, was it you guys? We're like, no, it wasn't us. And then they're like, it's the ghost. And I'm like, all right, like come on, like what's going on? And while we're over there talking, it happens again. And I start squeaking because I'm like, all right, I see all the counselors that are on our trip. Like, it physically can't be them. We go over, and like I'm kind of scared at this point because like there's like a huge ball of fire, and like I have no idea who it was, and like all of a sudden, the director of the camp like jumps out from behind a tree.
Oh my god!
Screams at us, and we all freaked out. It was nuts. And we're like, "What is going on? Like you're supposed to be back in Minnesota." And he's like, "He had to come drop another trip off in the area."
Oh my god! They planned this to ruin your life.
And so while we were out doing whatever, he called our counselors on the satellite phone that we had for emergencies. He's like, hey, like let's play a prank on them. And you know, they, you know, convinced us of everything, and like a huge fireball, and it was a horrifying experience, but really funny now that I think about it.
Yeah, I feel like the fact that you lived is a good thing. Otherwise, it'd be a lot less funny.
You're right. If somebody died, it would be significantly less funny.
But it didn't happen, and we're happy about that.
Yes.
All right, thank you so much for sharing your ghost story.
Of course.
Really appreciate it. And do you have a song request that we can try to get to before the hour's up?
Can you play Hotel Room Service by Pitbull?
I think we probably can. I think so. All right, I'll add it to the queue. All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for calling. I'll talk to you later.
Have a good one.
You too.
I made the jokes you tell to her when she's with you.
Hello. So my friend Cassidy just called in. She says she has a really good ghost story. So we are excited to hear it.
Yeah. If I had known that you were going to stop Olivia Rodrigo, I maybe would not have said it was that good of a ghost story.
Well, we're here. We're in the present. We want to hear about the scary ghost story.
All right. So my dad is a chef, and he was a personal chef for, like, this very rich family, and he, like, worked at their house, and he was also, like, the property manager, so they, like, let him stay there, and sometimes I would, like, go and stay there as well, and this house was, like, built in the 20s, or maybe earlier, probably earlier. Mm-hmm. It's an old house. It's very big, and it's in Wisconsin, and it's on a lake.
Okay.
And it's
the scene
very
is set.
Spooky. Like big time spooky. And one time, well, there's like this ghost who lives on the top. There's like this top floor that has like six beds all in one room, and there's a rocking chair in the corner.
No,
so of course.
No.
Yeah.
This is spooky.
So of course she sits in the rocking chair. In the corner of the room and is, like, generally very scary. But this story is not about that ghost.
It's a different ghost.
There's multiple. There's also one that's, like, in the basement who's, like, a man. But I never saw that one either. Well, I did see the one upstairs, but I didn't see the one in the basement. But there was one time where I was, like, sleeping over and I slept on the couch. And it's, like, it was, like, this huge house. With like it was very open floor plan, and my dad was also sleeping on a different couch. And in the morning, I was like half asleep, you know, like waking up, and I heard someone walk up to the couch that I was sleeping on. So like naturally, I assumed that was my father, who was the only other person in the house. And I opened my eyes, and it was not my father. There was like a little ghost girl.
You saw a Victorian ghost girl.
freaked out. And my coping mechanism was to close my eyes. And then when I opened them again, she was gone.
Oh my God, thank God.
And I was, it was so scary. And I started yelling for my dad, but the house was so big he couldn't hear me. Because he was, like, on the other side of the house listening to music and, like, cooking breakfast. And I, like, ran to where he was. I was like, Dad, is there a little girl on this floor? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. It was really scary.
Oh, my God.
That's my ghost story.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that story was great.
The second time I've told this ghost story on a radio show.
I'm glad I could help you make the national debut of this ghost story, or I guess really the cycle of it, not the debut.
Yeah, well, I'm just gonna keep telling it on college radio shows.
Someday it's gonna get picked up by national media, and then that's gonna be your big break.
Be an NPR special.
Oh yeah,
I really hope not.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing it here, and
thank you.
And I will talk to you again soon. Do you have any song requests that you'd like?
I think you should put Olivia Rodrigo back on.
Okay, we can finish the song. We got 50 more seconds or something. So
yeah, I want you to do 50 seconds of Olivia Rodrigo, but don't start from the beginning.
Of course not. We're gonna start from exactly where we paused it.
Perfect. Either that or, the Taylor Swift Fearless re-record comes out. This week, so anything in
between those two genres. Okay, perfect. We will do that. It was great talking to you.
So lovely to chat. Have a great rest of your radio show.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
so we had.